Hello, my name is Tina Williams. I'm 43 years old. Today is March the 24th, 2018. I'm speaking with Warren Williams, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Romulus, Michigan. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What was it like when you was a child?
I grew up in Liberty, Mississippi with my grandparents and my brother. I had a horse. I had a pet pig. We did a lot of chores, and I enjoyed playing with my cousins.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today?
Yes, knowing that my mom was a hard worker, and she instilled that in me.
Well, you think hard work, what she do?
My mom is still working, making cakes and being able to clean and just be self-sufficient to take care of yourself and not depend on others to take care of you.
Are there any negative events or memories that you think shape who you are today?
No.
Nothing negative?
No.
Okay, that's simple. Tell me a favorite memory of me.
Oh, when you first started walking. When Tina first started walking, we was getting tires. And I had gotten really tired of holding it. I sat down by the door, and next thing I knew, she had toddled over by me. That was the most joyous time. I was so happy.
Why was you excited when I started?
Because people were saying that you would never walk without hurting yourself.
Now, why is that?
Because of your arms.
Of the people you lost in your life, who do you miss the most?
Oh, my mom. Then my brother.
What about them that you miss?
I miss being able to talk to my mom every day. And my brother was my best bud.
Best buddy. That's awesome. Are there any traditions that has been passed down through our family that you can tell me about?
Family gatherings on the holidays, having family dinners where everyone would bring something, a dish just to pass around, and sharing stories with my aunts and my grandparents.
Yeah, it was not like that when we did that.
And we still try to do that now with the one aunt we have left.
Yeah. That's a good memory. Remember a lot of me at Big Mom's house.
Yep.
For Christmas and sometimes Easter.
And then at the end of the family reunion, we would all meet.
Yep. Be meeting in the living room,
yep.
Swapping stories and jokes.
Playing games.
Yep. When were you diagnosed with your illness? And what was that before you were diagnosed?
The stroke?
Yeah, your stroke.
December the 18th, 2018. And before that, I was very active. Very independent, still trying to be independent. And what I miss is being able to stand and walk at the pace that I would like to walk at and do the things I still used to do, like cook and different things like that.
You got to keep you slow down because you always want to overdo yourself. Okay, describe your illness.
It has paralyzed my vocal cord on the left side, which makes it hard for me to talk. There was no cognitive impairments. My balance is off, so I gear to the left more than I should, which makes my right side really, really hurt. What's really odd is that my mobility issues is on my left side, but my numbness is on my right side. And it affected my left eye, so things are blurred, so I depend on Tina to do a lot of dialing numbers and talking for me because of that.
How has your illness changed you?
I don't think it's changed me. It's making me reflect more on how important life is, and how you have to value each moment that you're given.
It slows you down, though.
Chill out.
has it also changed your outlook on life?
No.
You still can stay positive.
I'm positive. No.
No matter what, you stay positive. No matter what.
That's more simple questions.
Thinking about the future generation and knowing that they may hear this recording. Is there wisdom or advice you would like to share with them?
No matter what comes your way, never give up. Always strive to be the best you can be. If something fails, just shake it off and continue. Don't let no one tell you that you can't accomplish anything, because that's not true. My mom and them didn't tell us that, and I would want the future generations to know that. You can do anything you put your mind to.
Let the one scripture say, and through Christ you can do all things.
Yep.
It'd be, you always told me that. You always told me to be whatever you want to do, put your mindset.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Question.
If you can talk to anyone again, is there something you would like to tell them?
Dang.
That's a hard question, I know it is.
Dang. Well, tell them about it. I guess we'll be bearing those.
Okay, what you tell them?
That even though I was angry, I understood it. But they didn't want me to be sick.
Mm-hmm.
For me.
Now, why did you tell them? Because it's your siblings?
That's my sisters.
Okay.
And they left here too early, I thought.
Yeah, they did left and left them young.
So.
Yeah, that's the end of the questions, but I enjoyed talking to you.
I enjoyed talking to you too. I almost made me cry.
I know, I didn't mean to make you cry.
I got through without crying.
Yeah, you did get through without the tears.
Yeah,
you did.
That's
your tea. This concludes the questions. Thank you, Mom, for doing the interview. I know you can't hardly talk because you're on stroke. But thank you for giving the strength to do it. Yes, I am finished recording. I got 7 minutes.
I put that out. That's
Roasted garlic,
pasta sauce in there.
Okay. I think she said 7.